Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Consumers are bombarded with drug commercials, so it isn't surprising when a new drug hits the market. But as Columbia University's Associate Professor of Biological Sciences, Brent Stockwell, tells us, much goes into the development of a new drug before it's allowed to go public.
We take it for granted that a new drug is always around the corner. However, there is a possibility that we are running out of new drugs entirely. This concern is based on the observation that over the last 15 years, the number of new drugs approved has declined dramatically, even while funding for drug research has soared. It is getting tougher and tougher to find new drugs. One explanation for this declining productivity is that researchers are running out of proteins to target with drugs. Drug molecules function by interacting with pockets on specific proteins in cells. However, all known drugs interact with just 2% of the proteins found inside human cells. The vast majority of the remaining proteins are considered undruggable or intractable. These undruggable proteins don't have large cavities on their surfaces that traditional drug molecules can attach to. Thus, despite the fact that these undruggable proteins are the root causes of many diseases, they have been impossible to tackle with traditional drug molecules. New approaches are being developed that involve engineering drug molecules with different shapes than traditional drugs. Such molecules might be able to slip into crevices on proteins that traditional drug molecules are unable to access. If these new drug molecules with different molecular architectures are effective, they would represent the next generation of medicines. They would also be able to control the function of nearly any protein. This would be a powerful tool for deciphering the molecular networks that control the inner workings of living systems.
That was Columbia University's Brent Stockwell. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College. Our calendar goals collide.